Welcome to today's edition of Feet to the Fire, where we're always challenging the status quo. For more cutting-edge commentary, go to feettothefire.org. That is feet, the number two, thefire.org. And now your host.
So, the third and final feature of American Liberty that we are addressing in this program series called America Defined, and that is republicanism. Now, that's small r, not meaning the political party, although, as I've said before, it is an appropriate name for one. And we've already said that pure democracy is a bad idea for constituting a society. Well, it's also a pretty bad idea for a party name. Welcome back, everyone, to the Feet to the Fire program. Good to have you here today. And we are all holding educators and historians and all liberals, really, we're holding their feet to the fire for perpetuating an erroneous and terrible definition of American civilization and politics. We as a citizenry don't know what we are nor what we need to defend because we've gotten a distorted view of this nation's history and political identity. So, first thing we looked at was that we are a confederation, which means divided government between separate states and a national or federal entity. It's a loose union of several independent states. Our confederation happens to be 50. In a confederation, you maintain state sovereignty and localized authority and power rather than consolidating all power in one central place, which is a primary threat to liberty. So we're a confederation. The next thing we looked at in our last program was that we are constitutional, which means government by law. This establishes form and function for social and political order that is supreme over all people everywhere at all times. Constitutional codifies justice and equality in a written, unalterable form by restraining all men under a uniform system of rules and order. This is unique and new in the American experience because most of humanity up to this point had functioned outside of law. Outlaw governments ruling and acting, not according to transcendent standards or a social compact, but according to the whims of a monarch or the powerful few. So constitutional law effectively does what? It constitutes an organized governing authority with prescribed powers and boundaries. It is the greatest buffer against tyranny and greatest guardian to liberty because it subordinates the tyrant and holds all people accountable. Law, that's what constitutional means, government by law. And law does not consider status or wealth or nobility or lineage or skill or strength or intelligence or anything else. Law is no respecter of persons. It is blind justice, immovable, unchangeable, impartial, unbiased, and fixed. It's certainly not fluid, which is why our Constitution is not, quote, living and breathing, as the historians and the teachers try to tell us nowadays, but it is strictly composed and interpreted. Okay, the third point. Very exciting here, republicanism. We said we are a confederated constitutional republic. So the third aspect of American liberty is republicanism. And what does republicanism mean? It is this, representative democracy or indirect democracy. Representative democracy or indirect democracy, i.e. rule by representatives or elected officials. In other words, rather than directly governing ourselves, which would be a pure or direct democracy. In America, as a republic, we elect representatives who then go and govern for us in our place and make the decisions collectively. We vote for them, and then they vote on the law. This is how you maintain self-government, or a form of democracy, what we can also call self-determination. This is how we maintain self-government, while at the same time preventing majoritarianism, or populism, or rule by majority, which is the fickle mob. Those are the dangers and pitfalls of a pure democracy. But that brings us to this essential question. Do we even want self-government? Do we want self-determination? Do we want democracy at all anyway in any form? Well, yes, we want democracy in part. We want democracy, but we want it under restraint. We want the freedom that democracy provides, but we want to prevent the instability of populism or mob rule. Or, said another way, We simply want stable self-government, stable self-determination. So let's talk about both of these characteristics of republicanism. I'm going to address the first one here in this program, and then in another one following, I'll get to the second part. But the first part is self-government. Democracy or self-government necessarily means decentralized authority and freedom for all men to have a voice versus rule by fiat or dictator. And all that is very good. We want that. In other words, democracy or self-government means lots of people ruling themselves rather than few people ruling everyone. And that prevents the consolidation of power in the few, which necessarily yields oppression. What I'm describing is essentially the safeguard of a plurality of rulers, which self-government provides. Are you familiar with this expression? Power tends to corrupt, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. We don't want to place absolute power anywhere. And so self-government, or democracy, spreads the power around everyone. It's a means of dispersing authority. Self-government checks man's authority over man because man does not easily deliver himself over into bondage under his neighbor. And remember, as we've said before, we say again, this is a resounding, recurring, echoing principle in American liberty. Consolidated authority is death to freedom, and it is detestable to the ideas of liberty and justice. Can we agree? Can we agree once and for all that consolidated power is necessarily a bad thing? I've been saying it over and over again. It certainly is. Did you know that in biblical terms, in biblical history, God didn't want consolidated power for Israel? He didn't give a king to them. He actually gave them judges. And he was displeased when they asked for a king. Actually, the prophet Samuel warned the people of Israel about the repercussions of getting a king. He said the king would oppress them. And you got to check out 1 Samuel chapter 8. It delineates everything that he warned that the king would do. And it describes, unfortunately, what's happening to America right now to a T. The king, he said, would threaten your freedom, take your stuff, tax your land, enslave you, force you to work for him. I mean, it's frightening how much it compares to our civilization right now and the direction we're headed. Centralized authority has a terrible legacy historically. Our founders detested it. And we as Americans are naturally repulsed by it. It is not good for righteousness, for liberty, for virtue, for upholding justice, and it's not good for any civilization. But when we think back to our first program on democracy, that's not to say that all men having a voice always yields the best outcome. It simply means that someone or some cohort can't take over, which that always yields the worst outcome. And that's because man is necessarily evil and fallen. When some man or some cohort takes over, you're going to get a really bad outcome because man is fallen. And it's this biblical principle of the depravity of man that motivated much of the founders' restraints that they set up against government. So the conclusion here, self-government, yes, good. But we must curb its natural volatility. We have to curb populism. How do we do that? Well, republicanism solves this problem inherent to democracy. It brings self-government under the restraint of competitive interests. And that's the second characteristic of republicanism, stability of competition. But we have to end here for now, for the sake of brevity. So stay tuned in. But until then, let justice roll down like waters, America, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Don't believe the hype out there. Republican is a better government than Democrat populism, and it's a better political party. So don't be afraid to carry the label. Open your mouth when they attack our heritage. Let's hold their feet to the fire.